It was very simple. Part B was a little more interesting, I would say. The idea was, well, but this formula here, in order to make sense, simply as a composition, this linear function composed with G, does not require G to be C1. So theoretically, if one gives you an initial data which is not C1, I can still build this type of function, of course. The question is, therefore, given some examples in one dimension to make things a little simpler, but of course it works in every, of the initial data G which are not C1, in which sense we can still say that G of X minus TB is indeed a solution to the linear transport equation with initial data G? And you were given two examples. Let's start with the first one. So G of X equal to the absolute value of X, which is of course continuous, differentiable outside the origin. Now, as I said, I can build uxt as above, so it will be the absolute value of x minus tb, which means it will be x minus tb if x is larger, equal if you want, than tb. And by the way, now b is a number, so no problem. And it will be tb minus x if x is less than tb, the definition of absolute value. And the question is, in which sense we can say that this function is still a solution to a transport equation? And the answer is, well, if one of the possible answers, sorry, this is not a question which has one answer. One can say that the function is a solution of some system, some initial value problem, in some weak sense, and each time it has to specify which one. For instance, this function is a solution almost everywhere, which means that for time equal to zero for every x, sure. But the differential equation is solved for almost every x and t, because this function here is a piecewise linear, so it is, of course, c1 whenever x is different from tb. And it's very simple to check that ut of xt is equal to minus b and b according to x larger than tb or x smaller than tb. And analogously, ux, yeah, I simply write ux because there is only one derivative, so something I did, would be 1 and minus 1 according to the fact that x is larger than tb or x is smaller than tb. So, it is trivial to check that if x is larger than tb, we have minus b plus b, 0, and vice versa, b plus b times minus 1, so 0. So that we may say that ut plus b, not dot, so bux, is equal to 0 for every x and t in R times 0 plus infinity, such that x is different than tb. In other words, I am taking away from the half plane, so if this is the x-axis and this is the t-axis, my values of x and t will belong to this space over here, I'm removing the line x equal to tb, or t equal to b over x. I don't know, like this. Sorry, x over b. According to the sign of x and so on, I mean, if b is 0, then it's the line x equals 0, which is this axis, and so on. So I'm simply removing a line, an half line, from this half space outside the equation in the two open sets. Outside this half line, maybe I put myself like this so you see better, the equation is satisfied. So this is a solution in a weak sense, that is almost everywhere. Now, however, this can be satisfying for many purposes. Mm-hmm. And one can ask, but what is happening here? Here you have a singularity, not of a the derivative of a jump. It's not such a terrible singularity in some sense. One, however, would like may want to check if we have some some even weaker statement, because now we are saying that up to a set of L2, so because we are in a half space which has two Lebesgue measure, dimension 2, so we need to use the two-dimensional Lebesgue measure. Out of this line, which is Lebesgue measure 0 here, the equation is satisfied. But maybe one would like to wonder, can we say in even that this is a solution in an even weaker sense, possibly allowing for more irregular function g? And this, some of you did this, is to interpret the u as a weak solution in the Sobolev sense, let's say. I know you still didn't do it. The question, but the dysfunction is simple. The question was, if you can imagine how to speak about solution in a non-classical sense. This was the exercise. If you can try to see something beyond the point-wise differentiation. So, and for this I will need to erase something because I don't have any more space, but let's kill this.